بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith of the three people who took refuge in a cave. With regard to that hadith, a few important points. Firstly, the narrator of the hadith is Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that is the Khalifa, the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son Umar, Abdullah, and he has got great feats. He had great qualities also. He was born 1 year before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his nabuwat from Allah ta'ala. He accepted Islam with his father in Makkah Mukarramah as a young boy. He did not participate in the battle of Badr. He was still very young, very small, so he could not participate in the battle of Badr. On the occasion of the battle of Uhud, he was 14, and the messenger of Allah Jalla Jalalu felt that he was too young to participate in the battle of in this battle as well, the battle of Uhud. So he was 14 then, and at the battle of the Badr he was about 11 or so. He was given permission to participate in the battle of the trench by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was 15 years of age, a young boy of 15, and he was very keen and he wanted to take part in the battle of Uhud also as a young 14 year old boy. After this, he did not remain behind from any army that was sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there were many expeditions, many occasions of jihad, and he took part in all of them. After this, he did not remain behind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said to his sister Hafsa, "Your brother is a pious man. If only he would perform the optional prayer at night, that is the Hajjud Namaz." And this was also, we learned a way of how to get somebody to make amal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sister Hafsa that your brother is a pious person, but only one thing is a bit still weak, his tahajjud namaz. He never omitted the night prayer after this. His whole life after this encouragement, and of course the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also whenever we give somebody any advice or anything, even a bayan, whatever, at home with a family, it must be backed up with dua. It must just not just be those words that we are saying, but we have to make effort and make dua to Allah, because the change of hearts is only Allah Ta'ala. When we only depend on our own words, it appears that we are thinking we are Allah, that by our saying it's going to happen, and it only happens by the will of Allah. So we must make our effort, but we must back it up with dua. Amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he was a mufti, a jurist, and known for his abstinence. He had great qualities, zuhud, etc., and his faqahat, his understanding of deen, is also very great. He withdrew from the infighting of the Muslims. The beginning stages, when there were differences and there were fights amongst the Muslims also, he was one of those Sahaba who did not take part or sides with anyone. He was one of the most knowledgeable regarding the rulings pertaining to Hajj, and was an expert in the meaning of the Quran and Ahadith. With regard to the masail of Hajj, which are also intricate, the depths of them, but he was a master in them also, and also in the tafsir and the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that he performed 60 Hajj and 1,000 Umrahs. So much with all the other ibadat, with all the other dini work, they were on this side also, they were very much exalted and in front. He passed legal rulings for 60 years. That is, he was the mufti and he gave fatwas for 60 years. And he mounted 1,000 conveyances in the path of Allah. Going out in battle, in jihad, he had mounted 1,000 conveyances. He passed away in Makkah Mukarramah in 73 Hijri. 1,630 ahadith are narrated from him, from the various kitabs. 1,630 hadith are narrated. Then we find a few other important points with this. The incident of the three people with sincere intentions have been related in this hadith. Great amal also they did, and their intentions also so sublime. And to correct our intentions, it is an effort also. It isn't just that it comes like that, and people have spent long years in order to get the intentions in order. The first of these is the incident of a person who served his parents, dealt kindly with them, and gave preference to them over his wife and children. Unfortunately, in this matter also, we find the very opposite happening. We don't care for our parents, we give more time to our wives and our children. They also have rights, but the parents' rights are very great and they must be observed also. And this is the difficult path that a person treads in this world, that he has to fulfill the rights of his parents one side, and his family's rights, and his own rights also. So as Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, we are already walking full sirat in this world. That is, if you little bit incline to one side, you'll fall down. So here also, your wives and the children's rights also must be fulfilled, parents' rights also. He dealt kindly with them and gave preference to them over his wife and children. Serving one's parents is compulsory, as Allah Ta'ala commands in the Quran Sharif also. Parents have got a very great right, and we have to fulfill those rights also. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen properly and fully, and act upon it also properly and fully. Then inshallah we won't have any problems if we have the correct understanding of deen and we practice upon it correctly also. Wa akhiru da'wana.